This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Or not, right? St. Patrick's Day is upon us. It's Wednesday, March 17th on the DJV program. Spanish singer Julio Iglesias was on television with a TV host named Ann Diamond. He used the word mañana. Ms. Diamond asked him to explain what it meant. He said that the term means maybe the job will be done tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe the day after that, perhaps next week. The host turned to an Irishman who was guest on the program, Shay Brennan, who was also asked if he were the equivalent, if he there was an equivalent term in Ireland. He said, no, in Ireland we don't have a word to describe that degree of urgency. Okay. Storytelling here is the big thing on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria out for the rest of the week. The story on her is that we're holding a good thought that she'll be back with us next week recovering from her operation. Meanwhile, speaking of operations, we have a lot of people asking questions which ought to be asked. Why is there so much pork? Why are there so many pet projects that are now resurfacing from senators and representatives? This was something that was gone for what? There was a 10-year ban, wasn't there, on this? It was supposed to stop, and now all of a sudden the earmarks are back again. I think Obama called for reforms, and now the nobody seems to be remembering that. And so we have all these pork barrel politic earmarks that, no matter what they are, there's something that's good for a particular member of Congress or a member of the Senate, right? Community pride. They put a positive spin on it. They call them community project funds. Okay. So what does that mean? You're helping your brother-in-law out in some, deal that nobody would otherwise get involved in. I know there are a couple of people proposing new rules, Jennifer and Jay. Rosa DeLauro, I remember meeting her when I was doing a trip around Washington for the National Farmers Union. She's a hot, she's a real ticket from Rhode Island. Anyway, she's all complaining about it. She happens to be chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. So she gets some starch.
Do something about it.
Yeah, right. She wants to prohibit the earmarks that benefit businesses or for-profit organizations. So she didn't want to eliminate them all together.
Well, that stinks, because then it just benefits government and government programs. So
yeah,
she's
exactly.
No hero.
Yeah. What did you get out of, I was talking earlier about Trump's interview with Maria
Bartiromo.
Her too. And him saying everybody should get a shot. What else came out of that interview, Jennifer? Did you watch it?
I did. I watched the whole thing. He talked a lot about the stuff that was going on. He talked about the Washington Post retracting, and I can't believe not more is made of this, because this is what's so dangerous
about journalism.
Of course
you can. It's the Washington Post. Come on.
But it's like the New York Times. You know what? It still is a head scratcher that, because people consume their news, and Jay knows this on Twitter, people consume the headline. They never read the whole story. We look for 140 characters to tell us what's going on in a story, and then we just make up our opinion on that. And so the headline last January or late December was that Trump was looking for votes and encouraging the Secretary of State in Georgia and officials there to just find votes, and they accused him of voter fraud. And they were looking into him with a criminal probe because of this story in the Washington Post that had one anonymous source. Well, now it turns out that when you listen to the tape which was released, Trump said nothing of what they reported. They made it up. And how damaging was that? Maybe not to Trump, but to the Senate races. What if people in Georgia use that as a reason to vote a certain way in the Senate? I mean, it's there's just no honesty. And so they retract, or they don't even retract, they offer a correction, you know, and they put the correction on page 74, and nobody ever sees it, and so people go on their way. And it's just so irresponsible, because no one knows what truth is anymore. It doesn't exist, because the news media is corrupting headlines based on their political preference. So we talked about that. He talked about the border and the crisis, and he questioned why Biden didn't keep his policies in place, which were working. He talked about whether or not he was going to run for president. He wouldn't commit to that. He said he's focusing on 2022 first. And that was about it.
So let's talk about another interview then. Jake Tapper had your pal Newsom on with him. And I thought this was an interesting line. All 2 million Californians who signed this are not all Trumpsters. I think I made a comment on that.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say that they were all, you know, the various subset groups of Trump lovers? And Newsom is such an idiot. He thinks people are going to believe all of this stuff.
I'm almost
without words when it comes to this guy, because. Well, He's just so, not, I don't know, is it clueless, maybe arrogant, whatever it is.
As a Republican, I'm used to people calling me all sorts of things like racist and sexist and, you know, all these stupid things that I know are not true because I know myself. Right. But for people who...
I know
maybe,
it's not true either because I know you.
Thank you.
So there.
And for people who are not Republicans, for people who might consider themselves to be Democrats, and the horror, maybe even liberal Democrats have signed this petition because he's failed, they're going to be a little upset that he's trying to just diminish them, because they're going to say, wait, I'm not a Proud Boy or an Oath Keeper. I'm not all of these evil things. I'm not an insurrectionist.
What he's doing is inviting more people.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to backfire.
Good. I hope it does. He needs to be gone, gone, gone. All right. The president says he doesn't plan to go to the border. I wouldn't want to go if I were him either, because he wouldn't be able. They wouldn't even see you. There's so many people coming across the border now. All these encounters, more than has been the problem. The numbers, anyway, are more of a problem than they have been for the last, 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. And more, and rapes and murders and sickness and good God. This is a perfect example of somebody. I happen to like Joe Biden. I think he has good intentions. I think he's an okay guy. But his first moves, based purely on political pressure to stop everything that Trump did, in this case, was a real mistake. And I think he's even recognizing it. He's not going to say that. But when you look at the mess in the border all of a sudden, it's really, you know, and there's some politicians say, oh, no, there were a lot of people coming across the border when Trump was president. Yeah, maybe they were, but it wasn't this mess. Whatever
there
was going on, it wasn't this.
But, you know, to be honest and fair, yes, remember in 2019, the big migrant surge, and those same Democrats that are quiet now were going, oh, Trump's got a crisis at the border, and he's got kids in cages, and they were going after him. Now it's like crickets. The thing is that Trump did something about it. Right now, Biden's like, well, and even his Department of Homeland Security secretary is like, I don't know what we're going to do. They've deployed the National Guard. They've got people volunteering from DHS to go sit at the border because Border Patrol is overrun. I mean, I don't know how, unless you fix things and make it clear that the border is shut down and that you and resume that wait in Mexico arrangement that Trump had, I don't know what else you're going to do. You're not going to see an end to this.
All right. I noticed that Newsmax, which is becoming the voice of the right wing instead of Fox, is on to what I've been talking about. And I'm not sticking on my chest and beating it saying, Doug, you're so smart. But in this case, I am. When it comes to the world's biggest threat, it's China. And apparently there's a new Gallup poll out that suggests that Americans are waking up to China being our enemy. And I wonder out loud, Jennifer, how much pressure that will bring to bear on politicians, on people who are beholden to the Chinese government and the various institutions they represent. How many are going to be pressuring their congressman and their senator to do as I have suggested, which is incentivize the return of business to America. Cut the taxes on big business, small business, whatever size business is doing business in China. Cut the taxes to incentivize them coming back here. How difficult is it to figure that out?
I think this is the wrong administration for that, unfortunately. I don't think this administration has any intention of cutting any taxes,
they better,
much less for big business.
They better be looking at how they get people back here to not only for jobs, but to make sure we're not giving all our money and intelligence to the Chinese. Is it too late? Some people think it's too late.
This is one of my biggest concerns about this administration. I don't think they're going to be tough on China. I don't. I mean, the proof will be, I guess, in the pudding at the end of all of this. But I don't see any even rhetoric coming from the administration about China. I mean, it was like Biden on the campaign trail said, China's not going to eat our lunch. Well, they're eating our lunch, and our breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Who's Janice Dean? Is it Janice?
The weather machine.
What is she?
They call her Janice Dean, the weather machine on Fox News.
They do. She got a new book.
She does. And the reason that you're hearing about her is that, she has a book out. She tried to pitch it to the people on The View. The View wouldn't take her. And the reason she believes they wouldn't take her is because she has been one of the most outspoken opponents of Andrew Cuomo, because her husband's parents were killed in nursing homes because of Cuomo's policies.
So it's not about the molestation issue. This is about the other issue that he has. It's a bigger problem for him than whether he molested women.
Yeah, her husband's parents were in two different nursing homes, and both of them died from COVID within like a couple of weeks of each other because of these people that were sick being brought into nursing homes, and it wasn't revealed. That's the thing, is that people didn't even know. The kids of the people who were in these nursing homes were not notified that this was happening. And so grandma and granny get offed because they can't fight it off. They're older. They're trying their best. And so Janice Dean has been very critical. She was one of the ones who said, you need to show us the proof. You need to show us the numbers. She accused him of undercounting the numbers. Turned out she was right. And so that's why she believes she was eliminated from The View, because she thinks those women don't want to have a conversation with her because she created trouble for Andrew Cuomo.
Wow. I was just looking at something. The people in, was it South Carolina or Georgia, North Carolina, someplace, so the governor said that the tax increase that had been proposed by the Democrats will be a job killer. Duh. Duh. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Anybody home? 18 after the hour on the DJV program. When was the last time you did a really good job of taking care of your body? Are you thinking about all your body parts? I think that we ought to maybe, I've made a big thing over the last 4 or 5 months over your nose and my nose and the nose of everybody here on this program, because the nose is a very important part of your well-being, your safety in terms of your health. And that's why the Navage, with a power suction that flushes out dangerous germs and allergens and mucus that you can use every morning and every night, is certainly worth the investment. It's the product for fast, all-natural relief from allergies and sinus congestion. No drugs involved here. You can have a clean nose and a healthy life the natural way, and that's why I talk about it. I won't talk about anything that has to do with drugs. I'll only talk and endorse things that are going to help you the natural way, and that's what the Navage does. Operates with a genuine Navage salt pod capsule to create a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Try it once and you'll be hooked. Call, or I guess actually the best way they tell me to order these is to go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage, the nasal care system that is, as I said a minute ago, worth the investment. Navage.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and you know at 23 past the hour, all those who are dedicated followers of fashion here, Jay, know it's time for social media trending things. Names, we were doing names in the news. Prince Philip, what's going on with him? And Shaquille O'Neal shows his shiny head right after this.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning,
seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, you, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, let's get at this. The prince has left the hospital. Sort of sounds like Elvis has left the building, in a manner of speaking. So how is the prince? Is what, 99 or something? How old is he?
Yeah, he's 99, and after 28 days in hospital care, Prince Philip has been discharged. He returned to Windsor Castle, and a notice from Buckingham Palace was released about it. Some photos of him in the backseat of the car.
He's not driving?
No, he just, I mean, it looked like he was in the backseat of the car.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He doesn't look well, but, I mean, who's going to look fantastic at 99 years old?
That's right. You and me.
But, glad he's doing okay.
Yeah. Well, one wonders, his condition begs the question as to what the latest is in the, what the latest round is with the insiders and the outsiders in England regarding William and Meghan. Is there more? I'm surprised that hasn't.
Oh, Harry and
it's
Meghan.
It's been
yeah.
a hot one. Yeah, yeah. What I say.
It has been.
No, sorry.
Yeah, William. Harry and Meghan. Yeah. I can't remember who. Somebody, a journalist, had asked if there was any contact between Harry, William, and Charles. And there has been, though, even though there's been discussions, nothing has progressed.
What do you expect is going to
Right.
you're expecting progress, are you? Huh? I don't know about that. Chris Harrison is out of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, as it seemed like it was temporary, but he's not going to be hosting. So who's going to be the new? That's a buzz, isn't it? Who's the new host?
It's still technically temporary. It's just he won't be hosting this upcoming season of The Bachelorette. Instead, former Bachelorette stars Tayshia Adams and Caitlin Bristow will step in. Yeah. And it does seem that that is a temporary role for the two ladies.
All right, trending is Shaquille O'Neal and a story. So what's the story?
This is just, I feel like many people have been there. Shaquille O'Neal shares this hilarious story. He did it on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, talking about how earlier in his career, a trainer used some of the quote-unquote blue gel on him, Icy Hot, and it went too high up. And so Shaq's O'Neal's kept getting a little hotter and hotter during a game, and it got to the point where the pain was unbearable, so he's like, I gotta get out of here, I need to see a doctor. He beelines it to the locker room, jumps in the shower. Well, water just spreads everything. So he was just in so much pain, a janitor walks in and is like, dude, you okay? And then he ended up saying, the janitor gave him the tip of like, hey, use some milk, it'll cut the heat. And he started pouring milk.
Yeah,
and it worked. And then he had a big endorsement deal with milk for years.
Yep. See, look, milk is good for everybody. There's also a celebration on the trending page of St. Patrick's Day, which we are enjoying today. Probably one of the first holidays last year impacted by COVID. How's it different this year? Corned beef and cabbage for everyone. It's 28 after the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ah, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
8 people were killed and another person was wounded in a shooting spree Tuesday targeting massage parlors throughout the Atlanta, Georgia area. Robert Aaron Long, the suspected gunman, has been caught following a chase in Crisp County. Police have obtained surveillance video showing a man that looks like Long at multiple shooting locations. The United States has sanctioned an additional 24 Chinese officials over Beijing's ongoing crackdown on dissident in semi-autonomous Hong Kong, including a decision to overhaul the city's electoral system. Those hit are deemed responsible for eroding the rights and freedoms promised to the people of Hong Kong at the time of its handover from British to Chinese rule. The Boston Globe is reporting basketball player LeBron James has become part owner of the Boston Red Sox Baseball Club. With their Redbird Capital Partners firm, James and his longtime business partner Maverick Carter both joined the Fenway Sports Group. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
After reports of dangerous blood clots developing in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, several European countries have halted immunizations. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
The vaccine was created under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. NASCAR is in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. Driver William Byron on MRN talks about the track.
I mean, you notice it really every corner. You know, you might have a couple laps that are good and the tires feel the same, but then after that, each corner is just less and less grip. So it's a challenge just to keep your car straight. And then on top of that, you're racing guys, and as soon as guys take away, your lane, it becomes really hard to find another lane, to be as fast in. So it's all very difficult.
The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day! It's Wednesday, March 17th. This is the DJV program. Jay is here. One of the J's of the J. Victoria is off this week, still recuperating from her operation. Jay Kirshner, charge of lots of things here as we extend the lifespan of the program by bringing people in like Jay, making it richer and fuller. And I like her. I kind of like her spunk, actually, among other things, and that she's the mother of Mac. I think I like that, too.
Aw, thanks, Doug.
Where is Mac? I want every once in a while, Mac should come on just so that we know that he has a good, strong voice.
No, right, he Mac? Does have a good, strong voice, but he makes swears lots of noise. A lot. Yeah,
Does he really?
Yeah, he's not good for radio edits.
Okay, I'll remember that. Big pieces of space junk. This sounds like an episode of Debris. But it isn't. This is reality. Somehow, somebody pushed a pallet of batteries out. I mean, I have a hard time even kind of imagining how this could happen. A pallet of batteries released from the space station, the heaviest single piece of junk ever jettisoned from the station. Mission Control commanded robotic arm to release this pallet loaded with 3 tons of nickel hydrogen batteries. So these batteries are now in Earth orbit. Are you nuts? What's the matter with these people?
Right. And it's supposed to be there for, what, 2 to 4 years? And
four, yeah.
Burn up
and then
harmlessly
they say
in the atmosphere.
Burn up harmlessly. So, I mean, I get that kind of, but it's not a good visual. You know, when you, and it really does. If you've seen the beginning of the NBC show Debris with my pal Jonathan Tucker as the lead, you see these things that are coming down from a destroyed rocket, and they hit some of the things that are in our atmosphere before they hit the Earth. And, you know, this sounded like a page right out of that. I don't know. There are a lot of other things that have been thrown out of the space station, and they apparently just burn when they come into the atmosphere. But well, there's a lot of stuff in these batteries I would think would not be great for the atmosphere, frankly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Even if they burn up. Yeah.
Yeah, how do they know it's harmlessly in the atmosphere?
Yep, harmless. Well, first, they say? Do no harm. The this business in Atlanta, this is not our bailiwick here. I don't like to focus on things like this, frankly, because I find it too distressing. And it's basically a news story at this point. 8 people are dead in a massage parlor shooting. The thing that is, as more becomes available, as it becomes more known that they were Asian women, and there's this white dude who's 21 who's been arrested after the shootings and whatever his thing is angry because we're immigrating people. The Chinese are responsible for the epidemic. Well, you know, the Chinese government is, but Chinese people, this is it. You know, just because somebody doesn't look like you, does that mean that they're... This is where I think we have our real issues. If somebody doesn't look like you, sound like you, act like you, then somehow or other there's something wrong. We've treated, and this is religion, this is color of skin, and I hear parents telling their children this, Jay. I'm guessing you probably have as well, maybe in your circle of friends. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, telling people if they aren't like you, they're not good. And nothing could be further from the truth. You know, that there are people who aren't good, but it isn't that they're not good because they are different than you are. It's they're not good because they haven't had good environment, good upbringing, and that goes for white, black, Asian. You know, there are a lot of Asian gangs, especially in Los Angeles and New York, and you know, they're a real problem. Is that typecasting? Oh, what is he saying? Asian gangs. There are a lot of black gangs. Does that mean all blacks are bad? There are plenty of white people, Russians. I mean, think about how many subsets of humanity do bad stuff, or at least groups of them, small groups of them. So does that mean they're all bad? That's that kind of thinking is
it's harmful. Trying to put everybody into one box. It is, absolutely. Yeah, really. I mean, there are just horrible people out there, but it's not because specifically the color of their skin or their religion or who they love or how they identify in the gender. I mean, there's just genuinely awful people out there, and it has nothing to do with whatever boxes society wants to put them in. But just as the same, there's so much good.
So how are you going to teach Mac? What are you going to teach Mac, and what were your parents teaching you as you and your sister? When you were growing up, how did you get taught about values? Was it by example? Was it a conversation? How did you learn, and how are you going to teach your son values?
My parents led by example, which is what I'm going to continue to do with my son. I always say that I'm a safe place for people. I will not judge anybody based on skin color, based on religion, based on any of that stuff. I'm going to judge you based on your manners. How rude are you? How do you treat other people? That's what I'll judge. And then that's what I'm going to teach Mac as well. My husband and I both will. One of the things that my growing up, my parents never really discussed racism or anything, because that just wasn't in our atmosphere. I mean, my parents always raised me to treat everybody equally. It wasn't until I was in high school having a conversation with friends that I even realized racism exists. I do want to have those conversations with Mac at a younger age so that he knows what's going on and that some people just have pure hatred in their heart for no reason. And that's more reason for him to be a good person and be an advocate and an ally for all of his friends.
I think that's a wonderful thing to to plan and to work on, frankly. I've looked at a this speaks to the environmental stuff that we're talking about. There are actually maps that have been drawn by real estate people that show prospective clients, if you're a Republican, you should live in this neighborhood. If you're a Democrat, you should live in that neighborhood. If you're black, you should live in this neighborhood. If you're Asian, you should live in that neighborhood. If you're old, you should live over here. If you're young, you should live over there. And this is going on, separating neighborhoods into almost caste systems. You know how life is in India? They still have caste systems over there. You live in a caste, and you don't, by birth, you never get out of that caste, that identity. You know, and so we're creating that here in America in all kinds of ways. I find that to be really abhorrent, frankly. I live in a neighborhood where there are, besides cows, there are people of every extraction here. And I think that it's good. That was one of the reasons I think I've grown up the way I did, because there was never a discussion. There was a little of everything in my community growing up, and I was used to it. So I was sort of taken back when I got out of town, if you know what I mean, and saw how much prejudice there was elsewhere in the world. It made me very uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and it still does. I'm always uncomfortable talking about race, and people who know me well, you know, as I've mentioned many times, the advertiser that canceled their buy with me on this program because I called the virus the Chinese virus. That's racist. Yeah, it isn't racist at all. It is. It came from China. The origins were clear. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, the problem with that, I think, is Doug, I know you, and I know what's in your heart, and I don't believe you're racist at all. And when you make those comments, you're not saying all people, all Chinese people, all Asian people. You're saying the specific, like the Chinese government.
Right.
But unfortunately, some people who make those same statements do have racism in their heart. And so I think it's just, that's a statement where some people don't understand. Yeah, it's almost like you need to specify, well, no, I'm talking about the Chinese government, not just all Chinese people.
By the way, the police in Atlanta haven't offered any motive yet with this guy. They've been grilling him since yesterday, and they don't seem to know why he went off the way he did.
Three different massage parlors he went to.
Yeah,
I mean,
all around,
he scouted them out for sure.
Yeah, he knew where he was going. Yeah, absolutely knew where he was going. In a moment, let's see if we can get some food news in here. In the meantime, it's time for me to snort up. I had a snort. Everybody ready? Here we go. Here's Uncle Dougie's shot. There's a lot in that shot. That's clear going into my nostrils so that I can clear up. I've already done the Navage thing, clean the overnight stuff. So now, through the course of the day, I have this little plastic bottle. Jay's got one, too. You like them. So when do you use yours? You're clear.
I use mine every morning. I didn't use mine this morning, and I'm noticing I'm having some asthma issues.
Are you?
So, and I think that's why, because I've been using it every morning. But what I love about it is it doesn't sting. Most other nose sprays sting my nose, and it makes my brain feel like it's on fire. This one, I love it.
Yeah, it does. And you can travel and push it, kind of hold one nostril and move it around inside your nose so that it gets to both sides and prevents flus and illnesses and that sort of thing. Matter of fact, a lot of these studies that go into the promotion for things like CLEAR are done with the government or by the government, doctors, nurses and that sort of thing, working together so that you know what you're using. This is an all-natural product made from xylitol that's a... It's a liquid that comes out of fruits and veggies. It's all natural and really does a number. It's again, Mother Nature helping you to be better and to be healthier. So now there's a movement to have nasal sprays discussed as a possible combatant when it comes to things that we're dealing with now and may in the future. Doctors are using them in treating COVID patients, these sprays. And so the CDC approval is looming. You can lend your voice to this petition that is at clear.com to get this moved along so that more and more people have the benefit and can see how really good this is CLEAR. Go to the CLEAR website, xlear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it. Sign the petition, please, to make this more usable, more valuable. That's CLEAR. Find it, order it, use it at clear.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Forty-eight after the hour on the DJV program, Food News. Starbucks offering access to an app for blind or low vision customers. What do you think of this, Jay? This app pairs customers with remote agents who can share product descriptions and other visual information.
This is great because it's an app that Starbucks will join partnership with, and any of the customers, they can get descriptions of what the items are. They can hear the description, so it's going to be a lot easier for them to use.
Mm-hmm. We miss National Artichoke Day. Do you like artichoke hearts?
I do. I love artichokes in any way, shape, and form. Sauteed is great, but I think my favorite is when they're added with spinach in a dip form.
I think that they're called artichoke for a reason.
You don't like them, do you?
No, I don't like them at all. No, but I thought it was interesting that there were so many people that were all, and I don't know, worked up about it, but kind of cool. Farm news, don't forget our farm show every week, the American Family Farmer Show. One of the highlights this week is conversation about the folks at ADM having to pay $45 million to settle peanut farmers' price-fixing claims. Once again, another example of one of the four huge agri-conglomerates screwing with local farmers who are trying to raise crops and sell them for a price, and ADM price fixes to screw the farmers. That's what their typical MO is. That's part of the American Family Farmer this week. It's 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen introducing you to my friend Charles Q. Chucker Curry, who's going to bring us some movie news in a moment. As a matter of fact, we may find the movie news sort of a focus on escapism. Let's find out how we can escape after this.
Stay off the bandwagon. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The bandwagon effect occurs when the probability of one person adopting a belief increases based on the number of people who hold that belief. In other words, if a bunch of people believe something, a bunch more are likely to as well. And that means you, too. So be careful, because a whole lot of people have believed some awfully inaccurate and at times very dangerous ideas in the past. And why? Well, because a great deal many others believe those ideas. Of course, as soon as you heard me describe the idea of bandwagon effect, your first thought was likely about others whom you perceive to be victims of it, and not your own use of the bandwagon effect. And that's because of your blind spot bias. But that sounds like a whole other future Emotional Management Minute. For more awareness, download Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Nobody in their right mind is going to ever remember that this is the theme from Escape from New York. So, Chucker, let's take it from there. This was how many of these movies did John Carpenter do these, right? Didn't he do these movies?
Yes. He did two. One in 81, Escape from New York. The other was Escape from L.A., which is a lot more campy and almost sort of felt like a direct remake.
I thought there were two of those Escape from L.A.'s. I thought there were two.
No, well, Escape from New York, and then Escape from L.A.
No, but I thought there were two L.A.
No.
I remember seeing some scenes where Kurt Russell is, like, underwater, and there's pictures, there's underwater, in these scenes.
You're right. Peter Fonda has a part in it.
Yeah, you see the highway signs underwater, like Los Angeles Correct. Have been sunk. Right, that kind of
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, Kurt Russell turns 70 years old today. Today is his birthday. A guy who started in the Disney. And the Disney chain did a movie called Computer Wears Tennis Shoes. And his career was really older when John Carpenter cast him as anti-hero Snake Plissken back in 1981 in Escape
Snake,
from New York. Wound up doing another John Carpenter movie a year later called The Thing, which was not that well received at the time, but is, in time has gone on to be recognized one of the greatest horror films of all time, and also did Big Trouble in Little China. So he did three films for Carpenter that are part of pop culture that have a very mass following. Russell also did a movie called Tombstone, which a lot of people love. And two movies that I like a lot of his. One is Executive Decision. And I tell you, when I went to see that in a movie theater, a lot of people walked in. It was a Warner Brothers movie. It had Steven Seagal in it. So a lot of people thought, this is pre-internet. You didn't have all the hype. A lot of people thought they were walking into a Steven Seagal movie, only to realize the fact that Seagal's character is killed off in the first 15 minutes, and it is a Kurt Russell movie also starring Halle Berry. And then he did a movie called Breakdown, where his wife is kidnapped, Kathleen Quinlan. I thought that was a really good movie.
Hasn't he become part, an integral part of the Fast and Furious franchise?
Yeah, he's been in two of them. He's also in the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. And he did a movie called Miracle. He played Herb Brooks. I thought it was one of his best performances. And he also auditioned for Han Solo back in in the late 70s. Yeah, and Harrison Ford ultimately got that role. But having said that, this is one of the rare instances in my mind's eye where I could see if he got that role, he would have killed it. He would have been a little different than Harrison Ford.
Right.
But he would have made it his own, and he would have been a
Wasn't
fantastic
he in, there was a movie he
Solo.
Did with Sylvester Stallone called Tango and Cash.
Yeah, I'm not a big
that?
Fan. I'm not a big fan. And I'll tell you, later on when in his career, when Stallone was casting The Expendables, when he had all the aging action stars, he asked Kurt Russell to do that. Russell refused, didn't want to do it because, according to reports, felt he was above that material. He might be right, I don't know, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to be part of the Expendables.
Harrison Ford wasn't above it. As long as they gave him a check.
I know. Well, you know, because the check cleared. The check cleared. Yeah. He was a little surprising Harrison Ford did it, but when the check clears, sometimes you show up for a week's work. Yeah, and
right.
And
they were trying to get Bruce Willis to do it, and Stallone went off
he
on
did,
it.
He did one of them. Yeah.
He did one of them, but then they wanted him to do 2 or 3 days in the next one, and they're going to pay him $3 million, and Bruce Willis said, no, I want 4.
Yeah, I know.
And I remember Stallone took a shot at him, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, me and you were available, but the phone never
went. And you know what? I'd split the $3 million with you, Chucker.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'd do
I'll
the same for you. I would.
I know you would. Thank you. All right, there's Chuck Curry. He's our movie man. Movie Moments every day at this time on the DJV program. Speaking of time, 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.